Hello, I'm Brandon House. Does your family have an emergency freeze-dried food supply on hand? With all that's going on in the world today, why would you not? We have attacks on our power grid, our banking system. We have the actual threat of a banking collapse. Of course, people are talking World War III, chemical spills, and so much more. I've had an emergency freeze-dried food supply on hand for my family since 2013. And then we began offering it to our audience as a service to them. But it's also a big part of our general operating budget. So thank you for purchasing it from us. We can help you and you can help us. We all win. So let me tell you about it. You can order it right now and get free freight. We're offering free freight. For some of you, that's going to save you hundreds of dollars because you're ordering a one-year supply and a two-year supply. And we're offering free freight. So you can order it at WVWTVstore.com. That's WVWTVstore.com. You can also call and talk to someone over the phone, and they'll answer all your questions and take your order, track it all the way to your front door. That number is 901-468-9357. We have the gluten-free kit right here available, and it comes in the individual pouches of the individual entrees. Easy to make, easy instructions to follow. We have a 3-month, 6-month, 1-year, 2-year mega protein kit with real meat and the ultimate breakfast program as well. All the details, WVWTVstore.com. It has a 25-year shelf life, as I said, but we offer more than just freeze-dried food. We offer also emergency supplies. We've thought about the things you're going to need should the power go out or there's a crisis, like a little stove. All you need is a little bit of kindling, start a fire, use that stove, and then the custom pot goes on top to boil the water. We also have the water purifiers, as well as hand crank and solar radios and flashlights. Everything's available for you to check out now at WVWTVstore.com or using the number on our screen. Thank you. Welcome back. Glad you are with us. Joining me now, and we're live. We're back live. It is now 8:39 Central Time, tonight being February 22nd. Last night was my wife and I's anniversary. Been married 32 years, but I was still here doing this. I'll take her out this weekend. She did get some gifts. She's happy. As long as she's happy, I'm good, right? And she's easy to please. She's very laid back. Very easy to please. Of course, you'd have to stay married to me for 32 years, right? All right, joining me now is... And Logan has her personality, which is one reason why it's so easy to work with Logan. You know you are your mother's son, right, Logan? He says, I guess so. You got a little bit of... You, makes sense? Well, you got a little bit of your dad there, too, I think. Oh. Joining me now is Leo Holman. Leo, you just celebrated an anniversary the night before we did.
I did, yes. A few years longer than you. I just have one question before we get started.
Yeah.
Is this the real Brandon House or is this the digital clone?
This is the digital clone, yeah. I wonder if I wonder if the digital clone will have the bee handkerchief, because if it doesn't, you'll know it's not really me.
That would be the one detail that they forgot.
That's exactly right. What'd you think of that interview real quick?
Very interesting. I mean, that was the first I've heard of that. I mean, I have to say, digital clones? Do you think they have one of me, Brandon?
Well, if they could just make me drop about 10 pounds in the face, I'd be happy. Hey, what were you saying to me, Logan? Oh, my laptop's going in and out. Well, that's not good. Okay, let's do this because I'm about to show some stuff. All right, let me know when you got it. Because I want to show Leo's latest article. Leo's got a brand new article out, and that's what caused me to call him tonight. Here it is. World superpower threw their cards on the table this week, and every one of them came up in favor of World War III. I'm about to play some shocking video clips. I don't know if you've seen one of them. Yeah. Tell us what's in this article before I play this clip.
Well, what I intended to do and hopefully succeeded in this article, Brandon, was to give the American people... some actual news, a little bit more information on exactly what Putin said in his long State of the Nation speech yesterday. If you listen to the mainstream media, the only news that they told us about this long speech was that he was pulling Russia out of the First START nuclear treaty, the nuclear non-proliferation.
Yeah, that's easy for you to say, right?
Yeah. So if you listen to them, that's the only news that came out of this speech. But he said much, much more, trust me. And so I've got some of that in this article, and it's very important stuff. He's speaking directly to the West as much as he is to his own countrymen. about what's going on in Ukraine and where he sees it going, and what the ramifications will be if it continues. So you would think the American people would want to know about what Putin said about this proxy war that he's fighting with the United States. It's a direct war. Make no bones about it. We are at war with Russia. We're just using the Ukrainians to fight that war. Basically, we're using them as mercenaries. But at some point, they will peter out, Brandon. They will just burn through their entire army. And then you will see American soldiers, foot soldiers on the ground. We already have the 101st Airborne training in Romania, ready to go at a moment's notice. And they're just waiting for that decision to be made by our esteemed president. I use that term loosely, our illegitimate president, who, by the way, gave his own speech yesterday. And I believe that the purpose of him making that surprise visit to Ukraine yesterday and delivering his own speech was to draw attention away from Putin's speech. And I think that worked because, like I said, there was almost no coverage in the media today, the American media, of what Putin said in that speech.
Well, and he maybe have taken a big old bag of cash with him to make sure all the files were destroyed that would implicate him, right?
Absolutely. I mean, this is just outrageous what's going on, Brandon, where you have our leadership in Washington hurtling us towards nuclear war, towards World War III with a nuclear-armed, the world's largest nuclear-armed country. And they're not explaining it to us. There's no declaration of war. There's no Biden getting on national TV and laying out his case for war against Russia. It's all being done on the sly and on the sneak. And they're lying by saying that Russia's losing this war. Russia's not losing this war. Russia is winning this war. And it will... definitely not accept a loss. It will not accept a loss in its backyard. That would be like Russia sending troops to fight Mexico with the stakes of Mexico, trying to rise up against the United States, and Russia sending troops over there to fund Mexico, and we're going to accept that. Of course, we never would. We would fight to the last man. And so this is what came through in his speech yesterday. Russia will fight to the last man, and when that last man is expired, they will unleash their nukes.
Wow. And Greg Hunter over at USA Watchdog today posted a very interesting interview with Mr. Armstrong Williams.
I saw that.
I want to play a clip of it because, you know, it's funny how a lot of us who have been doing this so many years come to the same conclusions, right? And we don't know each other, haven't talked about it, or if we do know each other, we come to these conclusions, say it, and then get together later and say, yeah, we're both coming to the same conclusions. So a lot of people are coming to the same conclusions. And you and I have been talking a lot over the last few months how World War III would be able to accomplish a lot of goals. Oh, the banks got hacked. Oh, yeah, it was a cyber attack. Was it really? Or did you allow it to happen or cause it to happen? Or was it one of your intermediaries or our own government did it? But they could solve our banking crisis by war and cyber hacking and flip us to digital currency. During the fog of war and the power goes down and goes out, gee willikers, the power comes back up several weeks or months later. There was massive social unrest. And gee willikers, some of the biggest conservative leaders and voices in America all of a sudden have gone, you know, right?
Absolutely.
The
fog of war. Think of how they could also, World War would also give them a way to cover up and distract from the health crisis in America, where we have young people in their teens, 20s, and 30s keeling over and dying of cardiac arrest for unexplained reasons. Now,
yep.
You and I have our own theories on what's causing that. And at some point, the government and the medical establishment is going to have to ante up and explain to the American people exactly what's going on. But a World War situation where the young people are being sent to the front lines would certainly do away with the need for that explanation as well.
And by the
it?
Way, do you see a draft coming?
Well, Not immediately, but at some point, if we go to war with Russia, which it looks like we will,
and China, and China.
And China, well, there's no way exactly that we could fight a two-front war without a draft. That's just,
right.
That's obvious.
And they already made the plan to draft America's daughters. They wrote the plan, you know. So, again, I've been trying to warn people. I know we make predictions and trends. People think those are crazy. But...
And so we're hurtling towards World War III, which could lead to nuclear Armageddon. And what is Tony Blair saying?
Oh, yeah, let me get to that before you get to Blair, because I got that clip queued up as well. Listen
okay.
to what Greg Hunter and Mr. Armstrong said about what war could accomplish. Listen to this.
So war checks all the boxes.
Absolutely. They get to default on all this debt, which is the real objective. That's why Schwab is out there saying you'll own nothing and be happy. He's trying to make it sound that they're doing this for you. All right. We're going to default on all debt. We're going to relieve you of all your debt. All right. It's because you're going to wipe out everything. Pension funds, all gone. That's why they're coming out with the guaranteed basic income. All right. To replace your pension. They've got this all worked out. So that's what the end goal is here, because they cannot continue to function this way. They cannot continue to borrow whatever they need on an annual basis with no intention of ever paying anything back. That's why suddenly they've been spending money like a drunken sailor, as they say, ever since COVID.
Because they're not going to pay it back.
Leo, thoughts?
I agree with him. We have run up way too much debt to ever pay back. We're just making payments on the interest, not the principal. They know that the principal will never be paid back to the lenders. Now, what's interesting is Armstrong went on in that very same interview that you played, Brandon, to give another reason why war checks all the boxes and the reason that they want war. And this is one that I think is pivotal and key, even possibly more than the debt issue. They're trying to move us into a new green economy, right? I mean, Europe, the United States, Canada, Australia, they're all moving to this green economy based on the smoke and mirrors of climate change and net zero carbon emissions. And their buddies are all getting rich on this transition from the traditional oil-based economy over to oil and natural gas, over to what? Wind and solar and all of this unreliable energy that's going to drive us into basically a third world lifestyle. However, they're so committed to it that the one obstacle to them fully implementing this new green economy with the carbon credits and the social credit scores, you know, limiting you to a certain carbon footprint and penalizing you if you max out your allotted carbon allotment, they need to take down Russia, because Russia makes its living and is a superpower by one fact that it has massive oil and natural gas resources. And Russia was making lots of revenue off of that oil and natural gas by selling it to who? Western Europe, among other countries. Our country sabotaged the Nord Stream 2 pipeline to shut down Russia's profiting off of their own natural resources, which is entirely their right to do, selling natural gas and oil. We are, and now we want to shut, after we shut down their pipelines, we want to shut down their regime and do a regime change, get rid of Putin, and put them on the same disastrous, idiotic Green New Deal economy as we are committed to.
Wow. And then you talked in your article at leohoman.com about Blair. Here's what Blair had to say about digital IDs. Tony Blair, former Prime Minister of Great Britain.
Well, I understand it, but if you look at the biometric technology that allows you to do digital ID today, it can overcome many of these problems. And by the way, the world is moving in that direction. I mean, countries as small as Estonia and as large as India are moving in that direction, or have moved in that direction. And the important point, just to pick up on what William was saying, is You see, the interesting thing about this from a political point of view is this 21st century technology revolution. It is the equivalent of the 19th century industrial revolution. In other words, it's a whole world different from just bit by bit progress in science or technology. It is going to change everything. I mean, artificial intelligence, this latest element, generative AI, all of it is going to be, it is going to change the private sector. It's already changing the way individuals lead their lives. And the problem is for politics is that unless politics starts to ask the right questions about how you harness this technology, mitigate its risks, but embrace its opportunities, then we risk doing what actually happened in the 19th century, which is when this industrial revolution happened, politics took decades to catch up with it. And it is the real world event. And the 20th century politics, which frankly at the moment is arguing about marginal differences in tax and spending, it's got... If you really want to change the National Health Service today, yeah, you start with the question of how call technology... It mud.
Wow. So there you go. Whoever controls the digital ID is going to be able to control the world like never before.
Well, isn't that what Klaus Schwab just got done saying at the World Government Summit last week?
Yep. They all have the same talking points, don't they?
Exactly the same talking points. Yes, Brandon.
Let's see, what else do we have in the news today that you might find?
But before we move on, I think we have to point out that in that interview, Brandon, Tony Blair was asked if he was concerned about the war between Russia and Ukraine turning into World War III and a nuclear Armageddon, you know, an exchange of nuclear going to thermonuclear war. And his answer was unbelievable. He said that he was counting on China to stop that from happening. China is going to ride to our rescue and save us from Russia, Brandon.
He's that stupid, is he?
Yes. I don't believe he's that stupid. I think he's trying to con us.
Sure. Here's another headline at worldviewreport.com. By the way, Worldview Report is your aggregated news site where we're just putting up news stories every day. So these are just the ones at the top of the page are just this from this afternoon. Here's one we talked about with Colonel Mills. China pushes out anti-American propaganda to their people as they prepare them for war. And here's all the information about what they're telling the Chinese people about America. They're clearly beating the nationalistic drums over there and getting their folks ready for war. But while that's going on, Iraqi central bank to drop dollar for yuan in trade with China. So more and more talk, of course, of getting rid of the petrodollar, the U.S. petrodollar. That thing's days are so numbered. Then we have this one. As though we don't have enough problems already with North Korea shooting off missiles and what's going on with Iran and Russia and chemicals flipping over and burning and all of the bank crisis, it's coming, the derivative crisis. While all this is happening, we also have, Israel. Israel is significantly increasing its preparations for an attack on Iran. And Israel warns U.S., issue credible military threat to Iran immediately. So good luck with that. The Biden regime is giving them billions of dollars and giving them everything they want. The world, it seems, is coming apart. And I'm telling you, man, this would be the perfect time for a world leader to step forward who can perform counterfeit miracles, signs, and wonders, and all of a sudden say, look, I can stop all of this. I can bring peace. Just give me the power.
Well, Tony Blair thinks it's going to be the Chinese leadership. The Chinese Communist Party is going to be that leader, Brandon.
Wow.
But you're right. Some leader, it's a grand opportunity for someone to step up. But if we see that happen, then we definitely know that we're heading into the very end of end times.
Indeed we are. And then we have to do this just because it shows you how, you know, what is it? Michael Savage says liberalism is a mental disorder. This is apparently the woman that was the lead juror for the Trump Georgia grand jury. Have you seen this tonight? Watch this. Here we
personally,
go.
Personally, want to hear from the former president.
I wanted to hear from the former president, but honestly, I kind of wanted to subpoena the former president because I got to swear everybody in. And so I thought it'd be really cool to get 60 seconds with President Trump of me looking at him and being like, do you solemnly swear? And me getting to swear him in. I kind of just thought that would be an awesome moment.
Wow.
No, I did not see that one.
Oh, you haven't seen that, Leo?
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Those liberals. And then on a very, very serious note, here we go. End of American sovereignty. Biden regime negotiates legally binding deal to give Chinese-backed World Health Organization full authority over the U.S. pandemic policies. No Senate approval needed. That takes you to an article at the Gateway Pundit. This was out on the 19th of February. Something you and I have been talking an awful lot about. It's ramping up. It's ramping up.
Yes. Brandon, this is the same thing that we talked about a year ago, remember?
Yep.
And it was defeated at the World Health Assembly, which is the annual meeting of the 194 member nations of the World Health Organization. And it was voted down. No thanks to the United States, Canada, the EU. They were all for it. They were all ready and willing and eagerly hoping to turn our sovereignty over to Dr. Tedros at the World Health Organization and give him the authority to declare when we are in a public health emergency of international concern. So he could declare it, and then the World Health Organization steps in and tells us how to respond to it. You need to do lockdowns. You need to have mandatory mask wearing, mandatory vaccines. All of this would be taken out of the hands of the U.S. government and the governors of the states and thrust into the hands of unelected global bureaucrats at the World Health Organization.
And now, is that coming up in May?
Yes, it's the final week in May when they will again have these 194 nations, a representative from every one of them, will be voting on this, Brandon.
Good grief. Good grief.
It was Russia and a group of African nations that defeated it last year.
I guess there's a meeting. The World Health Organization's intergovernmental negotiating body has scheduled a meeting for February 27th to work out the final terms.
Yes.
And sign. And there it is.
That will be the final draft that they're working on to present to the 194 nations.
LeoHolman.com, Leo, HOHMANN.com. Thank you, Leo.
Thank you, and also my new Substack, LeoHolman.substack.com.
Look at you, a new Substack. Good for you, Leo. We'll promote that next time. Thank you, Leo.
Thank you, Brandon.
And folks, again, if you appreciate what we're doing, we offer you these shows free. We need your support. One way you can do it is by going to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code MyPillow. Use the promo code MyPillow. Use the promo code B66 at MyPillow.com. Get the new MyPillow 2.0. I sent one out the door last night with Judge Joe Brown. He loved it. Sheets, towels, blankets, pet bed. Go to a wide shot. There she is on her MyPillow pet bed. Sheets, towels, blankets, pet bed, slippers, sandals, mattresses, robes. Use the promo code B66 at MyPillow.com. You get savings. We get credit. Take care.